Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchelor with Caleb Weiss and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal, where to follow this story of Africa moving from democracy of the 20th century to strongman, junta, and being persuaded to turn away from the fight against the jihadists or the investigation against the jihadists and turn toward sovereign powers. Russia and China come to mind. Iran is not absent from Africa, but we're right now focusing on Niger with Caleb, and I have headlines that are competitive. For example, Niger declares American military presence illegal, kicks out U.S. troops. That's 4 days ago. Or U.S. withdrawal from Niger signals a shift in Western influence. Or what Niger-U.S. rupture says about Russia and West's shaky future in Sahel. Caleb, we can't clarify whether Niger has asked, kicked out, whatever the verb is. The U.S. had a listening post and a drone post in Niger outside of the capital. It has now been asked to stand down. What does that mean for the pursuit of the jihadists, both ISIS and Al-Qaeda, in West Africa?
I think this is probably going to be a more nuanced answer than what I think a lot of people expect. Probably not a whole lot. The U.S. wasn't doing that much to begin with. I mean, you had sporadic, you know, some sort of soft, you know, embeds with local forces or providing, you know, ISR readouts, intelligence to French, European, or sometimes local forces. But other than that, it was kind of a low profile mission. And even with these, you know, CT efforts or nominal CT efforts in place, hardly did anything to stem the tide of jihadism in the region. The same can be said for France's, you know, decade-long counterterrorism mission. It didn't do much. In fact, it kind of made the problem worse. With the U.S. not being able to use these drones, I don't really think it makes that much of a difference of what some polemics are saying on, you know, online Twitter or on the news. It certainly hurts our influence. I would agree with that. I would agree that without our leverage there, it does hurt the wider region. But in terms of the security aspect of it, I don't think it would make that much difference because, like I said, even with the U.S. having that, those drone bases there really didn't do much to stem the tide anyway.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, Caleb. So with the U.S. and France gone, the Sahel countries seem to be turning to Russia and to Wagner to fill the void. Will they be effective in helping to combat jihadists? And are they incentivized to combat the jihadists, or are they incentivized to just keep things stable so that they can keep earning money?
I think it's a mixture of both. I don't really think Wagner, what is now Africa Corps, will be effective against the jihadis. I think they will ultimately fail, just like, you know, the French and the Europeans did. What they're offering is not the scale at which that is needed to sort of combat something like this. But the incentive to go after them is there because they are being paid in mineral rights for a large part of this. But also the big incentive for a lot of these military juntas in the Sahel, especially Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, is protection of the capitals. And this is something that Wagner, what is now Africa Corps, is pretty good at. They did this in CAR and Bangui. It's sort of what they're doing with, you know, Mali and Bamako, in, you know, Burkina and Ouagadougou, and maybe in Niger whenever they are formally announced there. This is sort of what they're good at, is sort of protecting capitals, protecting these resource generation sites, i.e. artisanal mines or any sort of other mines. But, you know, one caveat on that, I think the profit that Wagner makes from these mines is probably overblown. They do make a lot, but this is more political or geopolitical than it is purely economic, if that makes sense.
The G5 Sahel is the grouping that I'm keen on. Mauritania, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, Chad, Sudan. Are they moving away from the U.S. and the African National Union and moving towards Russia and China? There's even been a report of Iran in Niger for uranium. Is that all moving in some organized fashion, or is it catch as catch can, Caleb?
I mean, a couple of things. One, the G5 Sahel is effectively dead at this point. I mean, three of the members are gone have been kicked out. And it's really Mauritania, Chad kind of being the only members that are left. Secondly, there sort of is this move away from the West. And I think that part of it is due to France's failure in the region and sort of looking elsewhere for alternatives to what they see as their prime problems. The Iranian angle, I'm not too familiar with, although that I don't want to speak more to that. But as a whole, it seems more of a concerted effort to move away from the West based on their experiences with the West over the last decade, which hasn't been good. And sort of Russia and maybe even Iran are offering alternatives that are either lucrative for them or sound better than any sort of Western-backed project, if that makes sense.
It does. Bill, you have a question. We have about a minute.
Yes, Caleb, with the ejection of the U.S. and France from large areas of the Sahel, is there any opportunity for the West to regain some influence in this region? Are there any countries that are willing to entertain the prospects of a return to perhaps U.S. Troops, perhaps France, or is this long gone?
Maybe not in the Sahel itself, but sort of in the surrounding areas. There are talks for, some of the littoral West African states, Benin, Ghana, Togo, Ivory Coast, to sort of play host to maybe an American drone base should they leave Niger. France already has troops in Benin and I believe Ivory Coast and further down in Gabon. So this is certainly an option. They could kind of be in the peripheries and sort of maybe exert power or force project from there. But from the Sahel itself, I believe that prospect is certainly dead within Mali, Burkina, and Niger.
Caleb Weiss of the Bridgeway Foundation. He's in Africa for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Bill Raggio as well. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.